This is Scott Pohl. At the North American International Auto Show in Detroit this week, Chevrolet is introducing the redesign of the Lansing-built Traverse sport utility vehicle. I went to the auto show in advance of Saturday's opening to the public. Since the Traverse SUV was introduced in 2010, sales have hovered around 100,000 units per year. GM hopes the model's redesign, including a couple of new trim levels, will improve on that. Kathleen Morosky is the advertising and marketing manager for Traverse. I asked her, what's new?
Everything. It's all new. I mean, from the bold, refined exterior to the interior to the connectivity, technology, and safety features, everything is all new.
When you're marketing a redesigned vehicle like the Traverse, what seems to be, from your perspective, more important to getting people into showrooms? Is it what it looks like or what it can do performance-wise? What's more important?
Well, I don't think that one thing is most important, but I think as people are looking at vehicles that they're interested in, I think the number one thing that people see, it's visual, right? So the number one thing is they see the vehicle. Our new design is head-turning. As soon as you see it, it's definitely a differentiator in the marketplace. And I think then people research and they look at the safety technologies, the connectivity features, the best-in-class cargo that we're going to have, the best-in-class third-row legroom, passenger volume best-in-class. So, you know, then there are these things that fit their lifestyles that then I think that they research the vehicle to, you know, see what will fit them.
Traverse buyers will have two engines to consider, including a 3.6-liter V6 and a 2-liter turbo that will be standard on the new RS model. Morosky says a couple of new looks will be offered for the 2018 model year.
It really allows customers some unique, different looks for Traverse. The RS model is more of an aggressive, sporty look. It has the black bow tie. It has the black wheels, black 20-inch wheels. It has the black surround. So it really does have, again, that aggressive, sporty look. And then the High Country is more luxury. It does have a unique grille. It has the chrome cross rails, but really, with High Country, it's luxury interior. We've got the loft brown, beautiful interior with suede accents, and it is just refined and luxury on the interior.
Chevy is also touting better gas mileage for the new Traverse. Sarah Schrody is Assistant Marketing Manager for Traverse.
Starting from just the overall weight of the vehicle, it's 362 pounds lighter. We also have Chevrolet's first intelligent stop-start technology. So that helps you if you're in an idle phase to switch off the engine and just really help improve that fuel economy.
Can you give me more information about the expected fuel economy?
Yeah, right now we're estimating on the standard engine 25 miles per gallon on the highway, which is pretty remarkable.
Most of the 2018 Chevy Traverse models will be in showrooms by late summer. The new RS model isn't expected before the fall. At this point, GM isn't releasing pricing information. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.